80-year-old Herb Noodleman steps into a pen in his nursery, sending a handful of pigs into a panic. The Bangor farmer has been raising the animals for more than 20 years and sells many to people wanting a show pig. This behavior wouldn't fly in the show ring. True show pigs are conditioned to walk along with their owners in the show ring early on, so customers buy Noodleman's pigs when they're small and more easily trained. Some even pick out what they consider a healthy, prize-worthy sow for breeding their own piglets, hoping that genetics will help score a first-place ribbon. Noodleman says he doesn't make a lot of money on the venture. That's not the point. He says it's about getting kids excited about showing livestock.
I wish more kids would have the opportunity to do that. I think we'd have a better country.
Wisconsin Show Pig Association President Jeff Morris says he is seeing more pig breeders and families involved in show pigs.
Let's say 30s and 40-somethings with kids that are of 4-H age, that they either grew up, they're only one or two generations removed from the farm, and they want their children to have an appreciation for agriculture, for responsibility, of raising livestock.
Some families are new to the show pig tradition. Others have done it for years. Dean Wetzel of Rural La Crosse runs a 100-hog breeding operation with his wife to raise their own show pigs.
I saved up and bought my first pig when I was 9 years old from an uncle, and then one thing led to another, and by the time I was in high school, I had pretty much my own pig farm. I had a couple dozen sows.
In the past 4 years, Dean Wetzel and his family have won over 15 awards. He shows off Effie, one of the sows, eating at a metal feeder. Wetzel uses old trailers in his garage as pig pens. It's a decent operation for the ophthalmologist, who also has three kids, including 11-year-old Max and 9-year-old Sam.
It's good. It's nice being able to have the kids work with them from the time they're first born, see them come up through the whole process and stuff.
Max and Sam point out their favorite pigs.
These ones are like the red ones he was talking about. The red ones. They kind of look brown, too. That one looks more like red. But this one.
Wetzel says raising pigs for show has been a learning experience for his kids. Max at first had trouble letting his pigs go to be sold and butchered, a common fate for even a champion porker.
I was really attached to my pig the first year and the first few years, but I'm better now.
Meanwhile, Sam wants to raise pigs when he grows up. Until then, he'll help his parents breed the best pigs possible to keep up their winning streak. The Wisconsin fair season starts in late June, where show pigs will strut their stuff county to county. The final contest will be at the Wisconsin State Fair, which begins August 5th. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.